You are listening to the Mission Matters Podcast Network, where we amplify the stories of entrepreneurs, executives, and experts.
Muy buen día, mi gente, y bienvenidos a Hispanic Wealth Matters, where I, your host, Jose Tejada, talks about all things in terms of wealth, money, and with a tone to Latino community. Today, wow, a lot is going on. Today is March 20th, 2023, and just over a week ago, we had the second biggest bank failure to ever happened in the United States. The first one being Washington Mutual, which I used to work at. And that happened during the 2008 crash. So what happened recently? Well, Silicon Valley Bank went under. And right after that, we had Signature Bank go under. And we had a lot of noise about other regional banks like First Republic and others that are in trouble. But the main headline was Silicon Valley Bank, which was the 60th largest depositor in the country. So that's a big deal. It's the second largest failure for a bank in history. So what happened? Okay. So let's start sort of at the beginning. The beginning of it being the way that the banking system works in America. And it's what it, the way it's called a fractional banking system. So what does that mean? That means that if 10 people deposit $1 into a bank, the bank is only required to maintain a fraction of that money in deposits. The rest of it is what it uses to generate money, to invest, to lend out, to operate its business. That's the way it works. What we've been going through in the current environment is that with the way that the market has moved, inflation going up, et cetera, we have seen a situation where there has been an investment opportunity for folks in short-term instruments, like bonds, for example. That is the beginning of the problem. So what happens is people start investing money and taking it out of the banks and putting it to work in an investment, and money starts coming out. Along with that, we have a institution, Silicon Valley Bank, that is very concentrated in terms of who their client base is. Their client base being predominantly venture capital firms. So when you have a bank that has a very concentrated customer base, it becomes difficult to overcome environmental changes unless you're managing that business very well. So what happens after that is that these companies, these venture capital companies, start eroding money as well, because maybe they're not producing as much, they're not doing well. We all know and have heard about the headlines about the layoffs in the tech sector, companies downsizing. So you start eroding cash. So you got cash leaving the bank because people are investing the money somewhere else, and you have cash leaving the bank because it's needed to operate businesses. Well, aside from that, there is internal investments of the bank weren't as solid as people thought they were. In order to liquidate, to create liquidity in the bank so that they could continue to operate, they had to sell assets. When they sold assets, they realized a lot of losses on these assets. Therefore, the investor world started to realize this isn't a very safe bank, and they started telling their clients that, you know, you should move your money out of there. And that happens really fast. So when you have a fractional banking system that, you know, like I said before, 10 people deposit into the bank has to keep one, the other nine are being invested. The reason it works is because it's never expected that all 10 people that gave you a dollar are going to come and want their dollar back. But when that happens, what you have is called a run on the money. That means everybody wants their money out of the bank, and the bank starts to fail. And so the government has to step in and take conservatorship of that business. And when that happens, another phenomenon happens, which is called contagion, meaning people start getting worried about banks that are similar to that bank. So you see then Signature Bank failing because of their concentration in cryptocurrency and crypto deposits. And then from there, you see it go into First Republic Bank, which is a bank that was considered to be very similar to Silicon Valley Bank. And that stock starts to tank, and then money, you know, people start lining up outside of the bank trying to take all their money out. And that, you know, that starts to happen. Now, is this the same as 2008? No, by no means is this the same as the crash in 2008. What happened in 2008 is what is called a systematic problem, meaning the entire system was broken. You can watch the movie The Great Short that gives a great explanation on what actually happened during that time. And that was a system failure. And that's what it impacted all banks. What we have here is more of a regional bank failure. And that's something that is creating a problem in banks that are of similar size and type and have similar concentrations. So the money, when it leaves these banks, it doesn't evaporate. People aren't holding bags and bags of money at home. What they're doing is they're putting it over into the big banks. What's super interesting about that is that, and in fact, today, I think there was a lot of articles that came out that said these banks are getting so much money, they can't even count it fast enough coming out of these smaller regional banks. And so what is super interesting about that is that First Republic, that is now in danger and has been the main headline now, is receiving a bunch of that money back. But now with the big banks like JP Morgan and Citi and Bank of America being the depositors. So it's like, in a way, they're giving them their money back, but now those big banks own it. And they're doing that to keep it afloat. So that is how a run of the money, that is how a bank happens to fail. What's important to understand when something like this happens, and I know that a lot of people are very, very nervous about it, is to understand, first, you got to ask yourself, is this a regional problem? Is this a problem segmented? Or is this a system problem? And I'm telling you, this is not a system problem. This isn't something that is going to impact the entire banking industry, but it is something that will impact banks regionally and banks that are overly concentrated into one segment, like Silicon Valley Bank was. Now, they did serve a great benefit to the community that they serve. I think that ultimately, in my opinion, the problem comes into the management of those businesses. They were giving mortgages at a very low rate. They were paying maybe more on deposits, but you have to be able to adjust to what the market is doing in order to be able to float through it. Otherwise, you put yourself at a risk of exactly what happened. What happens from here on? I think that we're going to see a lot of attention in terms of what regional banks are doing. I think that we're going to see big banks get bigger. But I think that what has been interesting is the way that these big banks are coming to the aid of these smaller regional banks. And they're doing it in the spirit to stabilize fears. I don't think that ultimately this is going to be a huge problem. I think this is a miniature problem in space and time. But I do think that partly because it was caused by the Fed hiking rates in the attempt to control inflation, what we're going to see is a slowdown of the Federal Reserve in hiking rates. We'll know actually about that in just 2 days here and what the reaction is going to be. But what I think will end up happening is that has to slow down. And so what we see is a steep decline of inflation, a steep decline in spending because people will be worried to spend money. And that will be deflationary. That means that will bring inflation down. And when you see that, you'll see mortgage rates go down. And hopefully, with all the programs that are also coming into the marketplace, you're going to happen to see more affordability for homes. But it's very interesting. I think, what I've said before, it stands here now, is that the speed at which things are changing is the most interesting part of this whole thing. Over the years in history, it would be a lot slower. But today, thanks to technology, thanks to how quick things travel, thanks to social media, information spreads extremely fast, therefore creating the impact of it super fast. But I think it's a double-edged sword. So I think it can go both ways. And I think the recovery can also come as quickly as well. I am always available for anybody to ask me any questions. Please feel free to email me at jose.tejada@rate.com. That's jose.tejada@rate.com. And happy to answer any questions you have. But I just really wanted to, one of my promises to you guys was to give you contemporary information about what was going on in terms of the financial markets, the financial systems. And this being such an interesting and timely story, definitely wanted to get at least a couple of points out there to you. Hope you've been well. I will be back with a great, great, great guest in the next couple of episodes, and I'll see you soon. See ya.
This has been a Mission Matters Network production. Listen to this show and browse our entire catalog by visiting missionmatters.com.